B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
This poor woman. Her name is Andrea Grosser. She's from Ashland. And apparently, by the way, it's the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9. Apparently, poor Andrea was arrested because, well, she's done this a couple times. 8 times since early December. The owner of the Natick Outdoor Store discovered a pile of human feces when he arrived at work. And so they did extra patrols in the area, police patrols, and they ended up arresting this Andrea woman as she was getting ready to poop just outside in front of this Natick Outdoor Store yet again. And everyone's crapping on her. She, the poor woman, she's crying.
No pun intended.
Yeah, she crying in her mugshot. Of course she's crying. That's a cry. But look at her face. That's the face of an innocent person. All right? You're looking at that, and you're immediately thinking that she probably has some beef with that place, right? And she's like, I'm going to take a crap in their parking lot. And I'm going to take another crap in their parking lot. That's not the situation. This poor woman, she's just too regular for her own good. This is what it is. My ride to work, I have a pretty long ride to work. I'm coming in from the Metro West. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at about a 45-minute ride. All right? I usually get here about 4:45. All right? Let's say at about 4:20 every day, if all of a sudden it hit me that you have to go to the bathroom. Some people can't hold it. Some people, you get that instant, like, I got to poop right now. I'm right in between work and my house. So I got to find somewhere that I can pull off and do it. There's not many places open at that time in the morning. So when you got to go, you got to go. And once you find a place that you're comfortable with, just like when you rob a house, they say that the robber is likely to come back. Once you find a place that you're comfortable in, with parking, pooping in public, you're going to go there again and again and again.
What time you leave your house in the morning to go to work?
About 4.
And about 4:20, you said that you're thinking that this might come on?
Yeah, like, let's say if I get it right between home and work. I was just throwing a hypothetical.
Yeah.
So for her, she got caught yesterday at 6:51 a.m. I bet you she was right in between her job and her house.
Well, in your case, Ramiro, you take the Pike in, and I'm 99.9% sure there is a rest area on the Pike in Natick.
What if I pass
you
it?
You could just pull right into what? And go to the bathroom.
Easy to say until you're in the situation.
Not to mention, Miss Andrea Grosser.
Andrea Grosser, this poor woman, 51 years old, from Ashland.
This would happen.
Got caught pooping in public.
At 6:45-ish in the morning.
Yes.
One would think there would be at least a gas station in her route where she could pull over and maybe go to the bathroom.
It's easy for you to say.
I'm just saying, I said
this before and I'll say it again. Diarrhea waits for no man. Sometimes when you get hit with the urge to go, you just got to go.
But in the same place?
Yeah, listen.
Every day?
Well, because again, she got comfortable doing it. It's an outdoor store. People equate it with the wilderness. They're like,
it's not an outhouse store.
Yeah, she's probably like, they'll assume it's bear poop or something like that.
No.
Poor woman, just because.
I'm dying to know her real reason. I really do. I wanted, does it say, I know something. Someone was saying that she was telling people she has IBS, irritable bowel. That's what she's trying to say as her excuse. But what's the real reason?
Had to go.
She had to go.
Yeah, every day at the same time?
Let's just hope that you're never like in the middle of an emergency surgery. And your surgeon all of a sudden gets hit with the case of the poops, because otherwise, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.